As we talk football, Scott City football team, district champions here. They clinched that with a win over the Goodland Cowboys 57-14 on Friday night. They'll wrap up the regular season at Colby against the Eagles coming up here on Friday night there at Denon Field. We're joining with a couple of seniors here on the show, and we're going to start off here with a senior. They call him in the hallways, I'm assuming, pick six. Aaron Ruelas, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you got your first start at defensive end last week against Goodland, and you come up with a pick six. A nice start there, huh?
Yeah, that was a fun game.
All right. Go through that play there.
Well, I was just stepping down where I'm supposed to be at, and the guy just turned around after he was about to get sacked, and I was just right there.
As you made the catch and headed the end zone, what were you thinking there?
I was just excited. Yeah. Hoping nobody dove at my legs from behind me.
Yes, well, they didn't. You turned on the jets there, but you know, you played that outside backer rover position, and now at that DN spot. And I know you've been familiar with both positions before, but how's it been for you this year?
It's been fun, Adam. I like coming out and playing with my teammates. The excitement's fun, and it's just fun being around them.
And you guys have had a lot of energy this year. What's it been like in the locker room getting ready for a game?
Oh, everybody's just hyped up. Everybody's excited to go play and just play hard.
You know, that winning against Goodland, they were a confident team coming in here and doing it the way you guys did, and clinching a district championship as well here along the way here. Just kind of what's the mindset as you head into Colby on Friday night?
Oh, you know, we're ready. Mm-hmm. We are excited to play and play good, play better than that last week. So
does it take a little bit of pressure off as well, a little bit, knowing that you've clinched a playoff spot, clinched a home game at least in the first round?
Yeah, a little bit, but we still can't look past that. We're ready to keep playing. So
all right, well, it should be fun here for you guys coming up here on Friday night here at Colby to wrap up the regular season. Is it going too fast for you?
Oh, yeah. This senior season's flying by.
Yes, that it is here. Senior Anarella is joining us here. Thanks, and I'm glad you were able to enjoy that pick six, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Senior Anarella is joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we are joined here with Jace Thomas here. Had a big game the other night as well. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing well, thank you, sir. Well, you got kind of back into the flow of things last Friday night, been dinged up there, and I don't know what it is with week four and injuries for you.
But yeah.
I mean, I guess I sit out week fours from here on out or something. I mean, I know if you do end up playing in college, you sit week four out.
Oh, hopefully not. That happened 2 years in a row, but
yeah.
Hopefully not ever again.
But last Friday, had to be pretty fun. Senior night, getting in there, getting to the thick of things a lot. How fun was that game?
Oh, it was really fun, especially getting to see the younger kids go out and ball out. It was really fun.
Yeah, you guys have given them the punishment all year, and it's fun to kind of see them kind of duke it out there. But you were able to find the end zone for the first time in a while. That had to be pretty fun and just kind of a stress reliever.
Yeah, it felt really good. I mean, got a little bit of confidence back. Yeah, it felt really good.
And, you know, it's kind of one of those injuries you had, it just takes a little time. And does it kind of test your patience?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's something I kind of have to just deal with for the rest of the season. It's going to be painful, but I just have to deal with it.
And I know it was a busy stretch throughout the year here, or a big stretch, a tough stretch, with a lot of unbeatens in a row here. You know, I know Goodland didn't have a great record at 2-4 coming in, and you have Colby at 2-5 now. How tough is it to, you know, maintain your focus from a team like, you know, when you played Huguenin in there were 4-0 and Holcomb at 5-0, two teams that maybe haven't had the best of records this year?
I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, coach told us to focus up just like we were playing a good team, so we were good.
How far can this team go?
I think we can go really far. It's just how far we want to go. We can do it.
And, you know, it's kind of one step or one game approach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one game at a time.
All right. Well, it's been a fun season so far. And once again, senior Jace Thomas joining us here. Thanks again for the time. Good luck to you coming up Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Jace Thomas joining us here. And we'll get the headset on here with Coach Jim Turner here as Scott City will head up to Colby on Friday. Coach, you know, this group, you know, the Goodland came in two wins in a row, pretty confident probably coming in last Friday night, and your offense really set the tone really on that opening drive, and I think that was just a good testament how focused they were and honed into the game on Friday.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe not having a lot of home games help because we get back home, they're pretty pumped about being here, so that was good. Aaron hit on something I wanted to touch on a little bit. You know, switching his position from outside linebacker to end, it didn't bat an eye. You know, we've had a number of guys this year. We've rotated them in different spots. And, you know, it may not be what you want to do, but you do it for the team. You don't have any comments to say about it. You just go do the best that you can. So I'm really proud of the guys for that. You know, they're really, really easy to coach. And, you know, they're willing to do whatever we want them to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the way you guys are able to really take care of business and take Goodland out of the game early, and the attention to detail continues to be pretty well.
Yeah, you know, and they run an offense that's kind of challenging to defend when they bring a whole lot of pull two or three guys from the backside, you know, with some of the counter stuff they're running, and they're just trying to bring a bunch of people to the point of attack and overwhelm you. And we did a really good job. I mean, Brady and JP and then Houston later on reading their keys, and, you know, their guys pulling, they just hit the window. Our first two defensive plays were JP with two tackles for losses. You know, Brady got one a little bit later. You know, just read your keys and hit your gaps, and then it doesn't matter how many people they're bringing, you're running in behind them. So, and the guys on the play side did a nice job of piling things up, you know, like Aaron at end or Lawson at end and the two tackles. Mm-hmm. So there's really nowhere to go. So when you hit the gap, you've got them right where you want them.
Well, and all but one game this year, you guys have had the ball first. I guess, do you want to continue to get the ball first?
Or? I don't know. We won one coin toss. Okay. I think that was at Holcomb and the overtime on Hugoton. And that we've lost every other one. So, you know, we're maybe not very good at the coin toss. I don't know. I'd rather win the toss and defer. That way we play defense first and get the ball in the second half. But that doesn't always work in our favor.
But, no, and, you know, how big was it for you to be able to get up big on Goodland there and rest a lot of your starters there? And then able to kind of see those young kids even come out there, your JV, and even flourish and get a couple of scores out there.
Yeah, the starters don't like it, really. I mean, they want to play more. They come pull some of them out, and they're giving me a little static about it. But, you know, it's good to get them off the field with a couple of nagging injuries with a few of them. You know, more than just Jason and JP were, you know, it's a long season. You get kind of beat up, so it's good to rest them a little bit and really good to watch those young guys get out there and compete hard. You know, gave up a couple of scores, but also, like you said, got a score. You know, the one was a big kickoff return, you know, so put them right down there. But, you know, I like to see those young guys get out there. They deserve to be out there, too, because, as you touched on, you know, they've kind of taken a pounding at practice some against some of our seniors and juniors. You know, we try to keep them where they're not right in there with them all the time, but they've been out there a lot, and they're willing to jump out. And there's not a freshman out there that hadn't been steamrolled, you know, at practice, and they've popped back up. They're a tough group, and you know, you like to see that because they're just going to get bigger and stronger. So that toughness is already there.
Yeah. Well, it was big in a way to get the big victory. You claim the district championship outright, even whatever happens on Friday there. And you go to Colby and on Friday night there. And I know you guys, it's kind of a return, a revenge game in a way. Tough loss there last year. Second straight, you go up to Colby there, and I know they're struggling this year, and they're not going to be in the playoffs, but I think you got to feel pretty good about your team going up there and being a focused team on Friday.
Yeah, you know, the main goal is we want to play better than we played last week, and in the areas we felt like we struggled, we want to improve in. You know, so we want to get better each week, and that's kind of the focus this week is, you know, not so much on Colby, but on us. Let's get better. Now, they're going to run a lot of motion at us, so we got to be ready to adjust any motion they run. So we've got to focus a little bit there. But we just want to get better each week. And, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, an 80s guy, so we didn't have any of that social media stuff going on back then, so we just didn't like anybody we played. You know, these guys, they're in contact with people from other towns, and they're friends with them, and they don't like some of them, but they like most of them, and I just still don't like people. So, you know, if Colby's in the league, I don't like them. You want to beat them. I mean, I'm sure they want to beat us, so – you know, Reese is coaching up there, and, you know, don't want to let him get by us again. So we want to go take care of business.
Yeah, and, you know, Colby, they're just kind of a different team this year. Just I know they had some big injuries even before the season, but, you know, they still have some pretty good skill players.
Yeah, they've got Vaughn Kidd at quarterback, you know, Betts Kidd at running back. They got some talent back there. You know, it's just a matter of we got to come in and read our keys on defense and shut them down. Then the offense got to go move the ball. So And I've got faith in our guys. We're going to come out ready to play. We've only kind of come out flat once this year, so and I don't think they enjoyed that much. So no. They'll be ready to play. They like to listen to music loud and jump around and act like I don't like to act. So, you know, but it gets them rolling, so I just go hide somewhere and stay away from them.
Yeah, but no, I'm always interested in the music that they listen to. But
it's not good. You know, they like it.
Like, well, that
they but, played a song at Holcomb right before he took the field. I'm like, that's actually kind of good. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, they got to compromise a little bit. Yeah. No, but, man, it's hard to believe how fast the season has gone.
It has. It's gone by pretty fast, but I think that's because it's been so much fun. Yeah. You know, last year with all the injuries, it was kind of drug on, you know, and we just kept struggling with the injuries. It seemed like every week we had more, and it was a long, long, tough road that year, last year. So, you know, I think when you're having a lot of fun, the guys are excited. If anything, I got to rein them back in and get them to focus a little bit at practice because they're a bunch of goofballs sometimes. So,
yeah.
You know, we got to get them back on track. But it's been a fun season so far. We don't want it to end. You know, we want to play as long as we can.
I'm with you there. They're fun to watch and cover as well. Once again, Scott City at Colby to wrap up the regular season on Friday, and then it's home for districts or playoffs. Excuse me, week 9 coming up next week. But Coach Jim Turner joining me here, and Coach, thanks again for the time here, and we'll talk to you later on this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.